We continue the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Gittin, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Chof Hei, which is a long paragraph. In our versions, it's page 133, the right-hand column, about a quarter of the way down the page. New paragraph. Interesting that we're learning this today. Today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Today is Aleph Tammuz, the second day of Rosh Chodesh. When we're headed into the season of Tammuz and of these months that deal especially with the Churban Beis HaMikdash and things related to that, Rav Nilson Zal now is going to quote a very short, one of the shortest chapters in Likutei Moran, 2-3 lines, that's very relevant to today's timing. V'zehu ma shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'simen reish mem zayin. And what we're learning here is very much related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 247 in Likutei Moran, sheteku hanemar b'shas, that the word teku, which is used throughout Shas many times, when a question is asked in the Gemara, and the rabbis were not able to answer it, they weren't able to resolve it, sometimes they would say teku. Teku means that this question is left hanging until Eliyahu HaNavi will come, and he's going to clarify these unresolved issues. These issues, these questions in Torah, for which we have no direction. We don't know which way to go. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there that teku hu bechinas mechusar tikun, that the word teku implies lacking in perfection, lacking in something that's incomplete. This question has not been resolved. It's left unresolved. V'hanun nichfefes v'nasis kinois. Rabbeinu Salver explains in Likutei Moran that the word tikun means perfection. The word tikun means completion. And when things are incomplete and imperfect, the word tikun, the nun, the long nun of the word tikun, which is called a nun pshuta, becomes a nun nichfefes, a bent over nun, as in the word kinois. Kinois means lamentations, that we're mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're mourning, and we know that the Beis HaMikdash was a center of Das. The Torah tells us that if any Jew had any question that he needed an answer for, the highest source of learning, the highest source of getting answers in Klal Yisrael, in Judaism, was the Beis HaMikdash, either by consulting with the Sanhedrin Agdoila, the highest court, which sat in a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishka Sagozis, the court of 71 judges, or by consulting with the Kohen Gadol, who had the Urim V'Tumim. He had a telephone to heaven, where there were certain questions that could be asked directly to the Kohen Gadol, and it would be resolved that way. But in any case, the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a center of Das. The Gemara makes a statement, Kol mi sheyesh boideya ke'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash biyomov, that any person who has complete Das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were built in his time, meaning he has the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash, one of the most important functions of the Beis HaMikdash was that it was this center of Das. Now, that was when we had the Beis HaMikdash, when things were good. That was when we had tikkun. Tikkun means perfection, completion. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're lacking in this Das. Things, we have many unresolved questions that we struggle with. We said that's why you have the teku in the Gemara. Teku is mechusar tikkun. Something's lacking. The nun is lacking from the word tikkun. And we said another version of this word is that when we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, instead of the word tikun, where the nun is poshut, you have the nun at the end of the word, that long nun, which is called the nun pshuta, instead the nun moves inside the word, and it becomes the word kinois. Kinois means lamentations. The heavy mourning that we do for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Nosson Zal goes on to say, Ula Osid, yistakein hakoil. However, in the future, everything is going to be fixed. Everything is going to be corrected. Va'oz yistakein hateku. And then all the tekus are going to be resolved. The Gemara tells us that the word teku actually makes up the first letters of Tishbi, Yetaretz, Kushyos, Va'abayos. Tishbi is one of the nicknames of Elianovi. He's called Eliyahu HaTishbi. The Tishbi, Elianovi, Yetaretz will resolve Kushyos, Va'abayos, all different types of questions. Ki yufshitu kol ho'ibayos va'sveikos. Because when Elianovi will come, which means when Moshiach will come, all questions and doubts will be resolved. Va'oz yachzor v'yanase mikinois tikun. And then, instead of what we have today we have kinois. Kinois is the lamentations, the echos that we cry over not having the Beis HaMikdash. Instead of kinois, it'll become tikun. Things will be completed and fixed, completely repaired. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 247 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Now Rav Nosson Zal elaborates. Ki teku hanemar al ho'ibaya v'hasofek shebishas, because when we find in the Gemara this term teku, regarding a question or a doubt that appears in the Gemara, we're not sure what the answer to a certain thing is, and the Gemara says, you know what? Teku. Ze b'chinas chaluka so'etzo. That's an example of a situation where there's a split decision. We don't know. Go right, go left. Yes, permissible, forbidden. Dehainu, she'ein yoidin hadin be'eze mitzvah. We don't know what the law is, what direction to take regarding a particular mitzvah. Shehi b'chinas eitzo kanal. And we learned earlier that each one of the mitzvahs is an eitzo of Hashem. It's advice from Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the 613 mitzvahs as 613 eitzos. Hashem advises us to put on tefillin. He advises us to put on tzitzis. He advises us not to eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah is full of advice and direction. That's what it's all about. So when there's a teku situation in something in Torah, it means that we don't have the advice. We don't have clear advice. We're left hanging. We don't know yes, no, right, wrong. V'chol zeh machmas chisoroin hatikun. And this is all because of the fact that there are certain things that are defective. There are certain things that are not bishleimus today. Shehu bechinas pegam kol hasichliim protiim. This ties into what we learned about earlier, that every mitzvah in the Torah is an example of a sechel prati. And when we are not perfect in our performance of mitzvahs, and chas v'shalom, when we commit sins, we are poigem in individual sichliim protiim. If a person isn't doing the right thing regarding learning Torah on a daily basis, then that mitzvah in the Torah, that sechel proti related to the mitzvah of limud haTorah, is pogum. It is not bishleimus regarding this person and regarding Klal Yisrael. Shemishom kol hahamtokois. And we know that the sichli and protium are what sweeten all the dinim. And that's where we get all of our advice from. Shenivgimu, and they have become defective. Shenivgimu kulam. And all of these have become defective ba'avrinois Yisroel, as a result of our sins, chas v'shom. All of these packages of sechel that Hashem has prepared for us in the form of the Torah, they're defective because we have transgressed against the Torah. Shezeh bechinas churban beis hamikdash. This is the concept of the destruction of the beis hamikdash, which is like the destruction of the Torah, chas v'shalom. Ki kol hasichlim kulam heim bechinas tikunim. Because all the individual portions of sechel all represent tikkunim. Lehamshich hasechel shel hasogas v'yediyas elokusiyas borach al yodam, through which we draw sechel, we draw an understanding of Hashem and recognition of Hashem via these individual pieces of sechel, via a pasuk in Chumash, a parsha in Chumash, a mishnah in Shas, a halach in Shulchan Aruch. These are all sichli and protium through which we receive awareness of Hashem and direction from Hashem. Bechinas Oilam Hatikun Kiyodua. We have an expression that's used in Sforim called Oilam Hatikun, the world when it will be in its state of Shlemus, when it will be in its state of perfection, when Mashiach will come, etc. So now we are not in a state of Oilam Hatikun. Now, because of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and because we've been driven out of Eretz Yisrael, we're in Golus, etc., we're in a state of Kinois. Instead of Tikun, we've had Kinois. Until we're not in the month of Av yet, it could still change. Ki kol tzimtzumei ha'oirois derech kama sichliim, because all the light of Hashem, which comes down into the world through wires, through different tzimtzumim, through different vessels, via different sichliim, through the different sfarim, the different books of the Torah, the different rabbis that are teaching. Kulam heim bechinas tikunim kayadua. All of these portions of light are all tikunim. Every mitzvah we do is a tikun. Every chapter of Tehillim that a person says is a tikun. Avol b'shas churban beis hamikdash nivgimu hatikunim anal. But during when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, all of these vessels, all of these tikunim were destroyed, became defective. Va'oz Nistalek hanun shel tikun, and then the letter nun of the word tikun left, again, defective, a piece breaks off, venase teku, and we're left with unresolved, incomplete issues. Shehu bechinas sfeikos, which is the concept of doubts. Bechinas chalukos ho'etza, lack of clear direction, a split advice, don't know, should I do this, shouldn't I do this? Should I fight? Should I give in? Ve'oz nase mehatikun b'chinas kinois, shem b'chinas echo kanal, as we discussed earlier. Vaydeze bi'atzmoi choizer v'nestakein b'chinas hateku v'hasofek b'chinas chaluka ha'etza. And by us admitting and realizing our faults, when we do tshuva, the Torah always emphasizes that tshuva, step one in tshuva is moida, that the person confesses, he admits that he's not perfect, that he was not completely right, and he accepts upon himself to try to improve, to try to correct the situation. When we do, and that's what we're doing when we say kinois, when we read kinois, we're acknowledging that it's on us. It's up to us to change the decision, to change the situation. We are the guilty party. We're the ones who let things come to such a point that Hashem had to make a decision to allow the Beis HaMikdash to be burned down, to be taken away from us, and all the great tzaddikim to be taken away from us. So by us reciting these kinois, by us following the laws and the procedures of Avelus, of Tisha B'Av and everything, through this we repair, we fix the situation. Ki al yedei habechia v'hakinois bi'atzmon nistaknin. Because through the crying and through reciting these lamentations, we repair everything. V'choizrin v'oisim mikinois tikun. And when we fulfill our share of this, the kinois gets turned around to tikun. We know Hashem created the world. With what did Hashem create the world? With words, with letters. The pasuk says, "Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu ubaruach piv kol tzavom." That the whole bria, the entire bria, was created with letters. When we do mitzvahs, when we do good things, we form the letters into words that result in blessing. You have the letters tzadik hey reish, which can read tzoyhar. Tzoyhar means light, like in Noah's Ark, in Tevas Noach. Tzoyhar ta'asel ateva. Make a light for the ark. Or if we're not zoich, if we do this the wrong thing, those same three letters get rearranged to form the word tzora. We have the word oineg. Oineg means pleasure. if we commit sins, chas v'shalom, Hashem takes the same letters, rearranges them to form the word nega. Nega means sickness, chas v'shalom, destruction. So every move that we make, every good thing that we do, forms tzirufim. These letters are formed in tzirufim that form a bracha, a blessing, a yeshua. And chas v'shalom, the opposite, the same letters are rearranged to be noikim, to punish us, chas v'shalom. Because through this act itself of us recognizing that we're in Golus, that we once had a Beis Hamikdash, we were once much closer to Hashem, and today we're very far, we're distant. We know that there are Jews that aren't aware of that whatsoever. Kinoi, what's that? The guy's driving in his BMW air conditioning with his cappuccino coffee in the thing, and he's going down the lane, and he's having a great life and a great time. Churban? What churban? I don't see any churban. No, nothing's been destroyed. I'm having a wonderful time. Life is good. LG, life is good. So the fact that we, those who observe Torah and mitzvahs, we show that we're aware of things that other people aren't aware of. We're aware that life is not good. Even though we have a shirt and pants and we have food and we have a roof over our heads, we know that we're in a state of churba now. That our temple, our source of the closest connection to Hashem is missing now. To the degree that we show that we're aware of that and we follow, we do the mitzvahs of that day, the kinois, Shehem Bechinas Echa, Bechinas Aye. And the word Echa, we said before, is like the word Aye. Where, Hashem, where are you? Ayeko, where are you, Hashem? We're reaching out. Dehainu Sheboichin Vaimrim Shein Yoidin Klal Echa Lachtor Limtsoi Eitzo Loshevelo Bishlemus Bemis. In saying that word Echa, what we're saying is that we have no idea how to search for and how to find the proper advice to be zeicha to complete tshuva, to real complete tshuva, to correct everything. Aydeze biatzmoi, through that, Hashem yisborach marachim olav, Hashem has pity on the person, umoirehu haderech hayoshor v'anochoin v'emes, and Hashem shows the person the right path, exactly what is the right direction to go in to fix everything. V'nase mikinois tikun, and it gets reversed from kinois to tikun. V'nestakein hateku, and the unresolved issues become the unresolved. The questions disappear. Shehu hasofek chalukas veitzo, ki zoichin al yedei tzaako yisecha, because by a Jew crying out to Hashem, screaming to Hashem, Hashem, where? Where do I go? Who should I turn to? I have cannons aimed at me. Klal Yisrael, we have cannons in Little Eretz Yisrael here. We have cannons aimed at us from the south and from the north and from the east and the west. Russia wants to send the S-300s and Syria does have it and they don't have it. All discussing who has enough firepower to blow away 1,000 Israels, not one Israel. They have enough firepower to blow us up and each other. You know, this little neighborhood called Eretz Yisrael, plus all the other countries around it. So we have that. And if that weren't enough, we have bigger problems inside Klal Yisrael and inside Eretz Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam, among the Jewish people. We have the ladies' auxiliary that's trying to put on talesim and tefillin, and instead of making scrambled eggs and potatoes for breakfast for the people who go to the Kosel, they want to replace the men. They want the men to make the eggs and potatoes, and they should be saying the halal and the other things. So we're at a loss. And Rav Nosson Zal says that by crying out to Hashem, Echo, where do we go? What do? How do we fix all of this? We're in a state of teku. We're in a state of kinos. There's so many things we don't know. By doing this, Hashem reveals to the person and what the right etzah is, and he directs the person to know exactly what to do. Shehu bechinas pshitus so'ibaya. This is the concept of resolving the question. Lefashet means to resolve, to smooth out. When a person's in a state of question, uncertainty, things are crooked, things are unclear. When everything's resolved, everything's smooth. That's called lefashet o'ibayos. Bechinas hishapchus hateku v'akinois lebechinas tikun. And this is also changing the teiku, putting the nun back into the teiku, number one. And number two, in the word kinois, the nun is not straight. The nun is crooked. It's called a nun kfufa. It's bent over. The nun in the middle of the world. When we resolve it, when we do tshuva, when we fix everything, it becomes a nun pshuta. The nun at the end of the word, the nun of the word tikun, is called a straight nun. Everything is resolved. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds one more important piece to this specific part of the discussion. Paragraph Chavov. V'zehu b'chinas nachamu nachamu ami. And with this, we'll also understand that right after Tisha B'Av is over, the next Shabbos, we have the special, special Haftorah called Shabbos Nachamu, where it says there in the Novi Yeshaya, chapter 40, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, my nation should be consoled, consoled, Yoimar Alekechem, and then the Pasuk goes on to say, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, speak to the heart of Yerushalayim, Ki Nirtza Avoina, because their sin has been appeased. Ratzon is the highest level of closeness to Hashem. When we talk about Hashem feeling closest that he possibly can to Klal Yisrael, that's called Ratzon, goodwill. We said in Shmon Esrei today, today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, we said in the paragraph for Rosh Chodesh, Roshei Chodoshim Lamachon Asoto, you Hashem have given us these holidays, Rosh Chodesh, when the Jews in the Beis Hamikdash used to bring before you karbonos of rotzon, of appeasement, which smoothed out all the crooked, all the problems in our relationship with Hashem. Person did an avera, he brought the korban, all better. Everything is straightened out. And throughout the Chumash, whenever it talks about karbonos, it says that the goal of our korban is L'rotzoin lefnei Hashem, that it should be accepted with willingness by Hashem. So that's the word rotzoin. We've spoken about this a lot, many times, that rotzoin means goodwill. When Hashem has a total goodwill towards us, satisfaction. L'rotzoin means complete satisfaction. So here the Pasuk says, Ki nirtza avoina, that their sin has been converted to rotzoin, miyad Hashem kiflayim bekol chatoiseho, because Klal Yisrael has taken from the hand of Hashem double of all of our sins. We know a person has a sin, it generates a negative balance. Person commits a sin, he looks, he brings up his account on the computer, he sees -1,000. He's -1,000. A person does tshuva me'ava, person does the right kind of tshuva, the Gemara says they don't put in 1,000 into his account to bring it to zero. They put in 2,000, kiflayim. They change the sign. Instead of a -1,000, it becomes a +1,000. That's this kiflayim b'chol chatoiseho. That when a person does the right kind of tshuva, Hashem gives him a double whammy, a double positive. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains, nachamu, nachamu ami, Nechama kfula. The Torah speaks about a double consolation. Ki nirtza avoina, sheha avoinois nishapchu lezechuyois v'rotzoin. The sins have been converted, turned around to zechuyois, to pluses, to positives. Ki lokcho miyad Hashem kiflayim bekol chatoiseho. Because Klal Yisrael has been zoicha to receive a double portion from Hashem for all of our sins. That huge negative balance that we accumulated, we got double. We got it brought to zero first, and then they took it to the positive. Ki bekol hachatoim gormin hapigam bekiflayim. Because through all of our sins, we cause a defect and a deficiency in two areas. Bebechinas, as we discussed earlier, it says shaleach teshalach, send away, send away. Train truchen. The Zohar Kodesh says this refers to a double golus. When we do major sins, there's not one shechina that goes into golus. There are two shechinas that go into golus. We know this week's parsha, Parshas Chukas, begins with Pora Aduma, that Hashem gave us this incredible chiddush. Hashem gave us the ability to clean up the filth. That right after Matan Torah, we got involved in an Egel HaZohav, a golden calf. So the Gemara says Hashem gave us a tikkun for it. The tikkun for the calf is, let her mommy come and clean up the mess that we know that when a child, person goes to somebody else's house and they bring their kids, and the kids make a mess. So usually if the host is of a certain style and type, the host knows not to tell the kid to clean it up because the kid will go stick his tongue out or throw something or drop the glass completely, you know, unfortunately in many cases. So the host goes to the guest and says, Mrs. So-and-so, did you see what your son did? Would you mind cleaning it up, please? So we know there's this concept of the mother and the child. And the Gemara uses this moshel, let the mother come and clean up the mess of the child. Let the Por Aduma come and clean up for the Egel. But the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when we are in Golos, there's a pasuk, Ubepishachem Shulcha Imchem, that as a result of our pshoim, when we do enough sins, chas v'shalom, it's not just the child that gets punished, but the child gets sent away, and the mother gets sent with the child. They both get shaleach tishalach esoim. When the mother goes into Golos, it's a double tishaleach, that the child, the children of Hashem, Bnei Yisrael, are in Golos, and the mother is also in Golos, the Shechina is in Golos. That's this shaleach tishalach, train truchin, two exiles. Bechinas, where as it says in Megillas Rus, vateilachno shtehen, they both went together, Naomi and Rus. Rus refers to the Malchus, the lower Shechina. Dovid HaMelech comes from Rus. And Naomi represents the upper Shechina, which is called Noyam, Noyam Ho'elyoin, the ultimate sweetness, the highest sweetness. That's the nickname for the upper Shechina. The Pasuk there says, Vateilachno Shtehen Yachdov. They both left together, they both went together. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Shtehen is Shtehen. The two Hays go together. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud Kei Vav Kei represents a complete family, Kav Yochel. The Yud is the father, the Hey is the mother, the Vav is the sons, and the Hey is the daughter. So the two Heys represent female, the mother and daughter. The Pasuk says, Vateilachno Shtehen Yachdov. The two Heys left together. Sometimes when the Golos is serious enough, Hashem sends the kid into Golos, and your mommy goes with you. Train hayin kechodo, shchinta ilo, shchinta tato, sheze bechinas his almus vehistatrus hakedusho elyoino lemato beis hayerito vesrachus kanal. This is a concept that's brought many times in Sforim, that when Klal Yisrael goes down to very low places, very low levels, into the Sitrachra, into Tumah, into darkness among the Goyim, then again, it's not just the Malchus that goes into Golos, but Hashem sends the higher levels, the Shechino Ilah, the Mother, the Bina, the light of Bina, Hashem sends that also into hiding. It also becomes covered up and hidden to accompany the children into Golos, not in an obvious way, because again, we see darkness. The Torah says, V'anoichi hastir astir esponai b'yom ahu, that when we get to the end of time, when the Golos will be really severe, there's going to be major hastara. Hashem is going to be very hidden. It doesn't say he's not going to be there. He's going to be there, just in very hidden form. So when we go into Golos, the Malchus is in Golos, that last day is in Golos, and that first day, that Shechina Ilah, the mother is also sent out, but we don't see her. She's very hidden. U'kisheroitzel lo shuv. And when a Jew wants to do tshuva, al-yidezeh bi'atzmoy ikar aliyosoy. Through the tshuva, that brings about the incredible aliyah for the Malchus, for the Shechina, the upper one and the lower one. V'oz zoicha al-yidei ha-tshuva, she'ho'avoynois yishapchu lezechuyois. And if a person does the right kind of tshuva, their sins can be converted mamish into mitzvahs, into a positive balance. V'hayirida tia tachlis so'aliya. And the yirida, the fall that the person takes, results in bringing them closer to Hashem than if they wouldn't have fallen. The Gemara says, "B'mokim shebalei tshuva imdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amoy." There's a concept of jumping on a diving board where a person presses down, and as a result of pressing down, that springs him up higher than if he would have tried to jump just by himself, trying to jump without going down. Va'oz zoyche la'alois lebechinas yoyim ha'kipurim. And then the person is zoyche to go up to the level called Yom Kippur. And we mentioned before, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Chumash it's not called Yom Kippur, it's called Yom Kippurim, plural, referring to both Shechinas. That on Yom Kippur, when all the Averis are cleaned up and everything is corrected, it's an Aliyah for both Shechinas. Bechinas Kodesh Kodoshim, She'oz hu Aliyas imo ubrato kechoda. That's when both the mother and daughter experience a major elevation. Bechinas Yom Kippurim, train, referring to two, hepech min hayirida, which is the reverse of Tisha B'Av, of the yirida, when imo ubrata, exactly, sheyordu shteyen, where both of them were sent out, where both of them went down, both shekhinas went, bebechinas vateilachno shteyen, the two hays, the two shekhinas left, they went away. Ki achshav, Oilen Shtehen Biyachad. Because now, through the process of tshuva, through real tshuva, tshuva me'ava, both hays go up together. Va'oz hanechama kfula. Now you know the pasuk, the Torah doesn't stutter. The Torah says, nachamu, nachamu, there's a reason. That's this double consolation. Bechinas nachamu, nachamu, why? Ki lokcho miyad Hashem kiflayim. Because we receive from Hashem this double portion. Because when we were punished, it was a double punch. It wasn't one punch. We got hit twice. The pasuk says, Bochoy tivke, it says in Echo. Bochoy tivke, train, bechina shaleach teshalach, shekol ze nimshach mebechinas vateilach noshtein. All of this was brought about as a result of both of them going into Golus. And now when we're zoche to repair everything, to fix everything, oz hanechama kfula, then the consolation is also a double consolation. Bebechinas nachamu nachamu, ki hamalchus, bechinas kedusha shelamato, because the malchus, which represents the lower holiness, that's the holiness of Hashem that's cloaked in this world, in the Olam HaGashmi. That's referred to as the Malchus of Hashem. Oile goes up, v'nechleles b'kedusha shelamala, and it plugs in to that higher kedusha, bebechinas yoim kipurim, a double kapora, she'oz imo ubrato salkin kechoda. That's when mother and daughter rise up as one. Ki oz nechlolin bebechinas kodesh kadoshim. On Yom Kippur is when the Kohen Gadol was zoicha to enter into the Holy of Holies. Sheshom nimtak hakoil. Over there, everything gets sweetened. All the gzeirois, all the midas sadin, the different dinim, are all fixed over there. And we mentioned before, it pays to reiterate, because this is the whole Torah. We just had Parshas Korach, we had Parshas Shlach, we're going into Chukas, that the Torah tells us that there is such a concept. There is a Kohen Gadol, there are tzaddikim who have the ability to be mechaper for Klal Yisrael. That when there was a Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't work totally independently, it requires tshuva on the part of Klal Yisrael, but the tshuva of Klal Yisrael isn't enough. They need to turn to the Kohen Gadol, they need to turn to the Tzaddik, and ask him to act on our behalf, to go into the Beis HaMikdosh and to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim, to risk his life. Because there were Kohanim Gadolim that went into there and didn't come out. He's going into such a high place of holiness that if he's not qualified, if he's not worthy, he ain't going to come out. Chas v'sholom. But those that were worthy and qualified were able to go in and offer the Ketores and bring about a complete kapara, slicha, and mechila for all the chatoim, avoina, simshom, to wipe out everything. That's the Kohen Godol. That's Aaron HaKohen. We know that there was greater than Aaron HaKohen, even though the Pasuk says, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohenov. And in many places in the Torah, they're presented as being equal, but there are other places in the Torah. We just saw at the end of Baal Oischa that when they spoke again, when Aaron HaKohen and Miriam said something about Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, how dare you? How dare you compare yourselves to him? You have Nevuah and he has Nevuah. Your Nevuah is the same as his. By you, every time I come to you, there's introduction, there's preparation. By him, Bechol Beis Hinem, and who? He can have Nevuah in a second, any second. He has to be ready 24-7 for Nevuah. That's why the laws of his relationship with his wife are different than yours. You are not on the same level. That was Korach's mistake. Korach wanted to say, we're all the same. We're all Nevi'im. We're all prophets. Everyone stood at Har Sinai. The Torah says, Ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke face to face to everybody. What's this stuff about Moshe Rabbeinu? What's this stuff about tzaddik, tzaddikim? Every yid puts on tefillah. What do I need a tzaddik for? I have a direct connection to Hashem, right? Baloney. Baloney. Let's see your direct connection. All the people that thought that their own direct connection was enough, we see where they end up, chas v'shalom. And if a person is zoiche, besides their own avodah, besides their own tefillah and Torah and mitzvahs, to make sure to find Moshe Rabbeinu and to make sure not to give him a hard time, but to do everything they possibly can to come close to him and to be attached to him and to be under his wing, under his protection. The Pasuk says, Yekorohi mipninim, that the Talmud Chacham, the true tzaddik, is superior to the pninim, to the lifnai v'lifnim. The Kohen Gadol is zocher to go into the inner sanctum. The tzaddik can do more than that. Because as we mentioned in another place in Likutei Halachos, that there are certain things which Yom Kippur doesn't fix. The Gemara says that there are certain things which Yom Kippur is not mechaper. It's only Yom Kippur and Misa. You have to have Yom Kippur and death, and only then is it resolved. But the Pasuk says, Chamas melech malachei moves, that the anger of Hashem is sometimes displayed in angels of death, Misa, v'ish chacham yichaprena. And the ish chacham is greater than the Kohen Gadol. He can be mechaper even on those things. Even on those things that Yom Kippur is not mechaper. That Yom Kippur can't remove the gzardin. Moshe Rabbeinu could remove the gzardin. As we see repeatedly again and again throughout the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the worst gzeros, the worst gzar din against Klal Yisrael, he was able to be mamtik it. He was able to turn it around. Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal sort of concludes the halacha, but then he adds a few important appendixes, two more pieces, where he's going to speak about the secret of the spitting. One step in the procedure of chalitza is where the woman, the widow of the brother who passed away, whom the living brother refuses to marry, she removes his shoe and also she spits. And the Sifrei Kabbalah have an incredible explanation of what that's about. And Rav Nosson Zal touches on it here. That's the next piece. And after that, we're going to have a discussion about a soita, about erasing a portion of the Torah in order to clarify, in order to resolve this unresolved question. Did she or didn't she? Did she commit a sin? This woman whose husband suspects her of having crossed the line, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain these two things now. Paragraph Chav Zayin. We'll start this discussion. This is very deep. V'zehu b'chinas v'yorko b'fonov. And with this we'll understand why the Torah says that when a woman is put through this procedure of chalitza, she spits in front of the person, the brother who refused to be meyabem her. Ki isa b'sifrei refuois, Rav Nosson Zal says that it's brought in medical books, shehoroik hukemoi boiris, that spit, saliva, is like a soap, it's like a cleanser. It has all kinds of things in it that cleanse, that help remove the bad, separate the bad from good. Shemenake kol dovor mehazuamo v'hapsoilis. It cleanses any object from filth, from waste matter. When a person eats, we know a person eats, they put the food in their mouth, they chew it, and while they're chewing, the salivary glands contribute saliva. They put there just lahavta, like a person's building a building. You need cement. You need sand, a type of sand, and you have to mix water into it. In order to process the food that goes into our body, we have to chew it, and during the chewing, the body sprinkles in this saliva. And a person who doesn't know thinks it's liquid, it's lubricant. The medical journals and lahavdol, the tzaddikim, know that that's all about, that's a tremendous biror that's taking place. That this saliva has the power to cleanse the psoilas, the unclean part from the food. So too, kein horoik moil lakoyach hamevarer vahadoiche. Just like soap and detergent and those things remove stains and filth and junk from clothing, so too the saliva has the power to separate good from bad in the food that we eat, and to be able to push out, to help the body in its process of sorting things out, so that eventually the psoilus will be pushed out of the body. Ki haroik mafrid chelke amaychol besoich hakeva. Because the spit and the enzymes in the stomach, the liquid in the stomach that goes to work on the food while it's in there, they separate the different portions, they break up the food, umoyil el hoikul, and it helps in the digestion, in the process of digesting, and seeing to it that the good part goes to where it has to go to, and the bad part gets eventually removed from the body, v'chulu, etc. Ukvar mavur ba'atoyra chodi Rabbi Shimon Anal, and Rabbeinu Zal already explained in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, she'ikr chaluka so'etza nimshach al yedei she'nidoin b'moisrois hamaychol she'oilem el hamoyach v'alev mevalvon atzosoi. In the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about emunas chachomim. And he emphasizes how that's one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit. Vayaminu b'Hashem uvemoyshe avdoi. For Klal Yisrael to have emunas chachomim. And Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Gemara there, where the Gemara says, kol hamalig al divrei chachomim, a person who makes fun of, or doesn't show the proper respect to the words of the chachomim, the Gemara says, nidoin b'moisrois. His punishment is waste matter. Waste matter. The Gemara says, in fact, in Gittin, this is also where we're starting the Parsha. We're headed towards Tisha B'Av, where we learn that special part, those three or four blat in Masech Gittin, Daf Nun Zvav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, that area, where it tells you all the stories of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So one of the stories there, the Gemara says, mentions Unculus the convert, who at one point in his life decided to consult with a major consulting firm. Three big guys. He brought up Bilam HaRasha, Yeshu, and who was the third one? Bilam and Yeshu, it'll come to me. And he asked them, what is your opinion on the Jewish people? And Bilam said, keep far away from them. And he said to Bilam, really? And he said, by the way, what's your situation up in heaven? How do they deal with you? So he said, well, my punishment is that they gather seed, zera, semen, and they boil it up every day, and they make Bilam soup. Every single day they repeat this process. They put me back together, and they prepare, because this was what he did. He was the one who gave Bullock the advice that you want to bring the Jewish people down, you want to destroy the Jews, the secret Elikeim, their Hashem despises Zima, sins, Znus, those kind of things. So that's his punishment. Then the Gemara says that he brought up Uncle Titus, who had destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and everything. So he said, Uncle Titus, what's your opinion on the Jews? He said, stay far away from them. He said, really? And what's your punishment? And he said, my punishment is that just because Titus, before he died, He said he wants to be cremated, and he wants his ashes to be spread on all the seven seas, so that they shouldn't be able to judge him in heaven. In order to judge him, they have to have, he's got to be there. So he figured he could get around the problem by being cremated and disperse the ashes all around. How's Hashem going to resolve that one? But he didn't know that the computers up there, no sweat, no problem. They Googled him and they located all the pieces and got to put him back together. And every single day, they do this again. They give him this going away prayer that he prepared for himself. They cremate him again. Then he consulted with Yeshu. Yeshu is Yemach Shemo Vezichro, the one who started the other religion, everything. And he said to him, he asked him, what's your opinion about the Jews? So he said to him, seek their good, not their harm. Seek their good, not their harm. And he said, by the way, once I have you, what's your situation up there? He said, my situation is that every single day they prepare a huge amount of tsoya, excrement, waste matter, and they boil it up, and I get boiled in that every single day. That's my punishment. So the Gemara says, why was that his punishment? Because his crime was he was malig al de, he mocked the words of the rabbi. It's because he felt that he was rejected by the rabbis. The Gemara says tells the whole story how he came to his situation. So because he made fun of the words, when you make a person makes fun of the words of the rabbis, the punishment is moisturize, excrement, waste matter. Because he considered the words of the rabbis as waste, because he considered their words as moisturiz, excessive, unnecessary, the punishment is moisturiz. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say in Likud Imran that how does this affect a person while he's living? That a person who chas v'shalom shows disrespect to the chachamim, lack of emunas chachamim, when that person eats, we know that there's a whole digestive process, which if it's working well, then the food gives you energy, strength, it gives you clarity of mind. The Gemara says one of the rabbis was once asked a shaila. He said, can't answer it. Come back tomorrow. The next morning, they came back, they asked him again. He said, now I can give you the answer, no problem, because I ate beef. I ate bisra de tura, so now my mind is clear. Now I can give you the answer to your question. So we see that when a person has achila de gdusha, when a person is eating properly, that gives them clarity of thinking. When a person, chas v'shalom, is poigim, when a person commits this sin of lack of emunas chachamim, whether the words of the rabbis are like moisrois, Hashem makes it that his food, his digested food, becomes all waste matter. And Rabbeinu Zal says that waste matter goes up, those vapors go up into the brain, and they cloud the person's thinking, where the person can't think clearly. They can't make a decision. They can't figure out which direction to go in. That's the result of pigam emunas chachamim. So Rav Nosal says here, she'ikr chaluka so'etza nimshach, the main, this problem of a split decision where a person can't figure out what to do, which way to go, nimshach comes about al yedei she'nidoin b'moisrois ha'maychol, by the person being judged, but his judgment, his punishment is from the waste portion of the food that he eats. She'oilim el ha'moyach v'alev, those vapors go up to the brain and to the heart, umevalvelin atzosoi, and they confuse, they cloud his thinking, at shenechleshes v'nechlekes atzosoi, to the point where his advice, his ability to know what to do, becomes weak, bebechinas atzas noshim, like the advice, women's advice, like sometimes when they offer advice, silly advice, without thinking. The Gemara says, Shemesadrin kol milayu bevei sakise. Where do women have major conversations? In the bathroom. The Gemara refers to the old days when the bathrooms were outhouses. And when a woman would go there, she would be afraid to be alone. She'd bring her friend with her. And they would talk to make sure that people knew that somebody was there. You know, that two people were there. So the Gemara refers to Atzas Noshim, the place where women have their consultations, is in those out besakise, ayin shum. And Rabbeinu Zal compares this to this concept of wrong advice, when a person is not getting clear advice. Now, obviously, this is not in all cases. We know there are cases, again, there's the wife of Korach, the Torah tells us, and the wife of Oyn ben Peles. Korach's wife buried him by instigating him, by egging him on to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. And he ended up in the outhouse. He ended up in the bowl, in the earth bowl, deep down. And Oyin Ben Peles's wife, she gave him good advice. She said, idiot, you in a no-win situation. If Moshe Rabbeinu's boss or his Korach boss, you're still going to be the same third in command. So you have no reason in the world to get involved here. So we see that there's an atzas noshim that's etzel kedosha, but chas v'shalom, unfortunately, in many cases, Chava, Eim Kol Choy, the mother of all creation, she accepted advice from the snake. Hanochosh Hishiani, she said. The snake advised me. He convinced me, and she passed on that advice to Adam Rishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran. V'chol ze goyermin al yidei pegam emunas chachomim. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that all of this lack of Eitz, a lack of clarity, is caused when a person is poigim in emunas chachomim. Ayin Shom, that brings all kinds of midas adin upon a person. Ukvar Mavur, and we already discussed earlier in this halacha a few pages back, Shehabonim Shemoilidin, that when a Jew is zoicha to produce children, the children that are born, Heim Bechinas Birur Shlemus Soetza. They, each new child that's born, each new person that comes into the world, brings new sechel into the world, new das. Every generation, we know there are things that kids know today that their grandparents, you put them in front of an iPod or a laptop, they wouldn't know if it's fleishik or milichik. And kids today get on the thing and they can blow up buildings, they can infiltrate, they can hack banks and everything. So there's new seichel. Each new generation coming into the world, new children coming into the world, is new etzos coming into the world. This is the whole concept behind the holiness of a holy union between husband and wife, which is to bring children into the world, which is to bring new etza, new sechel into the world. The ikar habirur al yedei ho'ish. And the man is the one who has the greatest responsibility in this birur, in this sorting out of good from bad, in this hamtoka sadin. Because as we saw earlier, the one who usually has the best chance at coming up with the right advice, the right solution, knowing the right Eitzah, is the Zohar. Rav Nosson Zal showed from the Gemara earlier that the Zohorim represent the he quoted a pasuk, Haviu Bonai Me Rochoik Bonai Me Korov Ubnoisa Me Rochoik, that Bonai referred to the ones who have more Yishuv Adas. A man by nature is supposed to have more yishuv hadas, more clarity in thinking, more slowness in decision making than a woman who by nature is more impulsive. Ki ikar b'chinas chaluka sveitza, whom is sitra denukva. Because the whole concept of lack of clarity in decision making, the split decision, not knowing which way to go, comes from the side of nukva, which is the side of gvura, din. Chesed is where things are open, they're clear. Gvura, which is the nukva female, is closed. My mind is closed, or the door is, I can't see, I don't know how to resolve an issue. It means that things are clamped up, closed up. This is the introduction. In Yitz Hashem, and the next year we'll pick up from here. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to show how the whole concept of the roik, the saliva, of the woman going through the chalitza process, how that's tied into all the things we're speaking about here.